This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kurt Kovarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs for the National Biodiesel Board, joins us. And Kurt, throughout what we've seen the last couple of months, how do we look as far as the biodiesel industry is concerned?
Our industry is facing this challenge, and for the most part, we're confronting it head on and doing okay. We're suffering from demand destruction as a result of the stay-at-home orders related to Corona. We also have various challenges within the industry as a result of feed displacement, whether that be distillers' corn oil from ethanol plants, animal fats from the rendering process, or others. We're facing both demand challenges for the product and then also feedstock disruption issues related to Corona. We're probably a little bit better off perhaps than the ethanol industry. The gasoline demand has essentially vanished. Diesel demand is not quite to the same level, but it's certainly down probably 20-30%. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of uncertainty in federal policy leading into this. We've secured a long-term tax extension last fall. We were hopeful for good opportunity for growth for the industry, and then this pandemic hits.
Help may be on the way, though. First, talk about the Clean Fuels Deployment Act that was recently introduced in the U.S. House.
We're glad to see Congressman Finkenauer from Iowa, Roger Marshall from Kansas, and others introduce a six-year bill to provide $100 million a year for infrastructure investments in higher blends of biofuels, both for higher blends for ethanol and higher blends for biodiesel. This is a strong commitment on behalf of the federal government, if this is enacted, to demonstrate that there's a desire to move towards higher blends of biofuels, supporting both corn and soybean farmers and other feedstock providers, and providing a homegrown, renewable, clean-burning, renewable energy.
And Kurt, recent announcements from USDA show there is help right now for the biodiesel industry.
USDA announced the availability of $100 million for competitive grants to pursue infrastructure for higher blends. This is particularly important for the biodiesel industry when we're trying to build out infrastructure both on the coast and New England and their heating fuel industry. So this is going to go a long way to help build out some of this more expensive infrastructure to get higher quantities of higher blends to new geographic parts of the country.
Through the use of the soybean checkoff dollars, there has been so much support and continued support for the biodiesel industry.
We really appreciate that support. It makes sense, given the fact that biodiesel production adds about 11% to the value of a bushel of soybeans. We purchase 8 billion pounds of soybean oil a year, adding value to a product that otherwise wouldn't have one to help drive up that cost for the commodity, help the bottom line, and help rural economies.
Kurt Kovarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs for the National Biodiesel Board, joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.